421 on the drive. Melinda Gardner with Apple Pregnancy Care Center on the line with me. Hi, Melinda. Oops, you know what?
Hi, Paul.
I got to bring up the right thing on the board here. Great to have you with us again. And as I mentioned in my little chat there about National Day of Prayer, we need to pray for Apple Pregnancy Care Center and other pregnancy care centers in the region, the state, the country, the world that are doing such an incredible work on the front lines of a spiritual and physical battle to save the lives and souls of our little ones.
Please, that would really be nice to know that people are praying for us, and we do know that. And we, you know, we're in this really difficult. I said it's weird. That's the word I keep saying.
Yeah.
It's just so strange to be able to not be with people and all of that stuff. We did close our doors for a lot of different reasons at the moment, but our clients are calling us when they need stuff. And we go in and get the messages and call them back and leave diapers outside the office and, you know, and we call them and check on them and those kinds of things. But it's really strange. We are such a hands-on kind of organization.
And you need to be, right? Because you're dealing with such a delicate thing and such an important life-changing thing of, you know, helping mothers choose life and then to help them care for their little ones. And you know, we want to get prayers for just all the folks that are in that line of work. And right now, as you said, you know, it's surreal for around here because we only have a few cases of this virus. And it seems like everyone else, it's like you're hearing about it through the news, but it doesn't seem to be affecting us all that much. And yet we have to take the same precautions and it's just shut everything down.
There's such a you know, dichotomy of how do we keep people safe, but are we, you know, we can't just shut the world down either. And so it's a really difficult act, balancing act, I guess, you know.
Yeah. Talking to Melinda Gardner with Apple Pregnancy Care Center. I'm trying to through the right slogan here, but, or the right title, but again, we're touching with businesses and organizations during the shutdown from the coronavirus, just to keep you folks in touch with the people that keep our businesses and our world going. And from a ministry and a real world perspective, Apple is in the position to change lives each and every day. And Melinda, how would you ask for people on this National Day of Prayer to pray for your particular organization?
Well, that's a really good question, Paul. And I would say, that we pray that we would be wise, and keep people safe. Pray for protection, for a lot of, you know, just protection for that ministry and provision. Obviously, we know that financially it's going to be affecting ministries because people are, you know, they've lost their jobs. You know, we have a daughter who hasn't worked for almost 2 months because of this shutdown, and she's self-employed. And it's a really scary, hard thing. And so we know that that's going to be an issue, and that, you know, and we've also seen people step up to the plate and really, you know, give extra gifts to us who can, and that's just such a blessing. So, you know, provision for ministries is really important. And thank you to WWIB for putting the pregnancy centers out there before people on Mother's Day week. How appropriate. That's just lovely.
We've got our virtual baby shower going on, and you can designate Apple as the place you want your baby shower gift to go to, whether it's diapers or a car seat or wipes or any other products. Is there something that you know that your particular center is low on right now that you could use if someone wants to take advantage of the virtual baby shower that we're doing?
Yeah, and we actually did go online and I asked the staff what do we need that we're low on, and they told us. So you can go to WIB's website and get the link to this virtual baby shower. And I know that somebody, you know, one of the things we really needed was a newborn car seat, and I see that someone purchased one.
Oh, excellent.
So that's really, really great. We're low on cribs and car seats, which are big ticket items, obviously. Mm-hmm. We also need pull-ups. People don't think about that, but we see people for long enough, or people who have kids that are older and they're having a baby, you know, those mm-hmm. kinds of things. So we need, you wouldn't think about that, but we do, we actually give out pull-ups for older kids and baby wash that's non-hyperallergenic and stuff like that. So, you know, there, and those things are on the list. And,
okay.
And we really appreciate anything that anybody wants to do. That's just fantastic. So we had a church do a very large diaper drive for us right before this all happened. And we were talking about it in our office right before we shut down about how we weren't sure we really needed those diapers at that time. And God provided something that we didn't know we were going to need.
Okay.
And so, yeah, when we put a bag of diapers outside the building for somebody who's called and said help, you know, we're just really glad to be able to do that, and that it was provided for, like I said, before we even knew.
And I don't know if there was a run on diapers like there was toilet papers. I know there was initially.
Yeah,
because I shop at Sam's Club for our business, and I noticed that everything kind of in that aisle was missing for the most part. So I hope it's rebounded a little bit, but you know, financially, how are you guys doing through this so far?
Well, so far, I'd say we're doing quite well, and you know that we're okay. And people, I'm sure there are some people that haven't been giving who are regular givers, but other people have sort of picked up on that too. And so, you know, if you're somebody who really cares about what we do, we'd love to have a gift from you right now. You know, we do a non-event every. At this time every year, we send people an invitation to nothing, and people love it. It's really quite funny and stuff. And we're canceling our non-event this year.
Oh,
and we're
all
just
for
sending,
nothing, right?
We're sending out a letter instead of the non-event invitation, and so that will be coming to people who are on Apple's mailing and stuff. And we'll see what happens. You know, we have a walk in September. And I don't know what that'll look like. And that's our huge fundraiser of the year. So that's kind of a big deal. And how do you go to businesses and ask for them to be a sponsor when they've been closed down?
Yeah, that is, you know, that is difficult. And I think in a lot of ways, a lot of people individually are going to have to make up that difference just to get to choose to be an active part of maybe things that they haven't been, just because so many people's lives maybe haven't been as affected that have been able to keep their jobs. And so those of us that have jobs are going to have to help to keep up, you know, take up that slack.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
If people want to make a donation to Apple, you make it simple. If you go to the website, there's a donate button right there that's so easy to find, a yellow donate button, and you can just give right there.
Yes.
And is that probably the easiest, quickest way to do it?
Right. But it's friendsofapple.org. You can't donate on Apple Pregnancy Care Center, on Apple PCC's website. That's specifically for clients.
Okay.
And friendsofapple.org is our donor website, so to speak. And so you can go there. You can also, you know, send a check. We take that, obviously, and that's great too. So, you know, anything that people want to do, we would love, and we really appreciate your prayers and your love and your notes. You know, I open up the mail some days and I'm just amazed at the really lovely things people say, you know, and encouragement and support that we get from the partners that care about what we do. So thank you for that as well.
And who doesn't love to see a brand new baby in this world? And if you love that, support Apple. And if it means you can't give money, you can give prayers and support, right?
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? May 1st, we've been open 39 years.
Wow. That's hard to believe.
I know. And actually, it's so funny. I got an email from one of my board members saying, hey, just wanted to, you know, congratulate you for 39 years and how happy we are that we're still doing this. And he said, he was a day or two late. He said, I forgot. I said, I totally forgot. And so that was kind of funny. It just sort of, everything's so different that, nobody remembered that it was May 1st.
Yeah, you lose the routine, you lose the memory of you know, things that we just kind of use as those signposts every year or every month.
That's right. No, I said 1980. It's 1981. Excuse me, because okay. It really is 39. We're going to do a big party in next year in May.
All right, and then get back to your nothing party the following year.
Okay? That's right. Our non-event.
Your non-event. All right. Well, Melinda, thanks for taking some time with us. It's been a pleasure. And again, we just ask people, as you can, pray for Apple and support them financially, and take advantage of our virtual baby shower that goes through Sunday. Go to WWIB.com, and if Apple is your local care center for pregnancy crisis type situations, choose them. If you're in Rice Lake, choose that one. But you're doing a wonderful good by doing that and helping these organizations, especially during this time of shutdown.
That's right. And thank you. Thanks to WIB and to you, Paul. And happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for our moms. Without them, we wouldn't be here.
All right. Have a great one. Thanks
you
so
too.
Much.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Melinda Gardner with Apple in Eau Claire.